I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll start in Greece today, where refugee drama continues on the island of Lesbos. Later, stick around for tips to share your faith well with those who are around you. Listen closely because there's a place for you in every story. First, the Greek government has charged six Afghan refugees with burning down the Moria camp on the island last week. Liz Stegall-Lewis of Teach Beyond says,
they've been so angered just by the isolation measures imposed due to COVID-19, angry that people are staying in these squalor conditions for years without seeing them being moved to the mainland or given asylum.
These COVID restrictions impact Teach Beyond's work in the camps as well.
We've only this month been able to reengage in our work, but obviously, because of the crisis now, those educational programs are on hold again.
Greeks on Lesbos initially welcomed the refugees, but have since grown weary. Anti-refugee sentiments now run high. It's been a difficult year, but Lewis says this ministry is worth it.
In coming into proximity with these people who really have nothing, and in a sense are like visiting people in prison, you come into proximity with Christ, with the Lord, and you are transformed in that place. Christ is transforming us through taking us closer to the people who are dearly on his heart. And then Christ is doing transformational work in people. There are people who are coming to know Christ and building a church. They're really a church of refugees.
In other news, tension between the U.S. and China remains at an all-time high. Saber-rattling from China on Friday and a U.S. ban on Chinese social media are the latest in a year of division. Analysts say investments have fallen to a 9-year low as U.S. companies feel pressured to leave China. But how do politics and the pandemic affect China-focused ministries? Bibles for China President Kurt Rovenstein says,
a lot of posturing, a lot of exchange of words. We're hopeful that it doesn't keep us from moving forward.
Thankfully, COVID-19 restrictions haven't stopped their partners' work.
Ministry continues, but we feel like we don't have the same touch that we've had before, and so we're anxious for that to loosen up. China has allowed some countries to come back into China. The United States is not on that list.
Pray for Bibles for China as they wait to see what the future holds.
We're really prayerful that those doors remain open for us to go over and build relationships with people that can help us distribute the Bible.
Learn how you can send Bibles to China at missionnews.org.
God is really, I think, trying to draw us back to change our focus from us to him. And then we act in obedience when he shows us what our part of this is. God, help us to stop looking to ourselves and start looking to you.
And imagine you're in a conversation with a non-Christian friend, and suddenly the discussion turns toward your relationship with Jesus. Did your heart rate just pick up a bit? If so, you're not alone. Sharing your faith with someone can be intimidating, but it doesn't have to be. Mission Network News' Lindsay Koh gives us the scoop from our friends at the Jesus Film Project.
In a multi-generational survey, Jesus Film Project asked 1,600 Christians questions about evangelism. The top reason people gave for not sharing their faith is fear. It's easy to feel like you're going to say the wrong thing or run into questions that you won't know how to answer. If that's you, there's good news. Jesus Film Project put together a small group curriculum to help you learn to share your faith in a group setting. It's called We Are All Missionaries. Here are some of their tips. For example, become a good listener. Also, practice sharing your story and even role play the conversation with others. Jesus Film Project's small group curriculum will help you do that. Jesus Film Project says it helps to understand what concerns and needs are shared by people around you. You can access the We Are All Missionaries curriculum at missionnews.org. Find your place in the story. Lindsay Koh, Mission Network News.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Now, no one could have predicted how volatile 2020 has been, but your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you stories of the faith and to be the voices for the voiceless. Would you consider supporting us today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.